Let's take it from the top. Hot off the wipe.
Hot off the wipe.
Hot off the wipe, baby. With my people's
Britney, bitch. It's Britney. Here's your hot off the wire. Nicki Minaj's ex Safari did a tell-all interview. He claims he walked away from the relationship, doesn't care about Meek Mill, and when asked about suicide, he did admit there were times he did not want to be here. But here's the kicker of it all. He says he helps Nicki write all her music. Moving on, former governor and minister Mike Huckabee called the Obamas bad parents for letting their daughters listen to Beyonce, but I think he's a hater because he also said that Jay-Z pimps out Beyonce. The porn star tweeting alleged pictures of Chris Brown's junk, well, she got her Twitter shut down, and it's allegedly by Breezy's camp. Director of the Fox show Empire, Lee Daniels, says that 50 Cent is comparing the show to Power just to get more viewers. Speaking of TV, VH1 is pulling the plug on Sorority Sisters. The rest of the episodes will air late Friday night. On Lifetime, after the Whitney movie airs this weekend, there will be an hour-long interview with her ex-husband, Bobby Brown. Another biopic, the Tupac movie, will start filming in June with rights to all his music and his mother as an executive producer. Yesterday, 2 Chainz took on Nancy Grace and they discussed marijuana legalization. It was pretty hilarious. Got some news for high school girls. Rapper Riff Raff says he'll attend your prom and take you in a Lamborghini for only $28,000. I think I'll pass on that one. Plus, in music news, Ciara dropped a new joint called I Bet, and I bet it's all about Future. I'm Britton, that's your hot off the wire. For more, you can go to the RussParMorningShow.com.